This is day 6 of our Grow Team series on Taming the Tongue. The final day where we're learning about the power of the tongue, not how to make the tongue powerful, but how to tame the tongue and use its power in an effective way. Let me just read to you from James chapter 3. We started using this passage early in the week, but I just want to read on a few more verses. James chapter 3, we read that it says, how the tongue is a fire in verse 6. But verse 7 says, "For every species of beasts and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue. No one, for it is restless and evil and full of deadly poison. No one can tame the tongue. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. For from the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Neither can salt water produce fresh." In other words, this is like we were saying yesterday, the heart is vital. We cannot actually fully control our tongue. If you want to think you're going to be a perfect man and you're just going to take control of your tongue, well, you get my handshake of all the best. You're going to need it, because it cannot be done, because ultimately our tongue speaks out of our heart, and what is in our heart will flow out. But if we have God, the Holy Spirit, working in us, cleansing us, making us new, it says in 2 Corinthians that he made him who knew no sin, Jesus, to be sin on our behalf, so that we could become the righteousness of God that's in Christ Jesus. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, so that we who did no sin could become righteous. He works in our hearts, and he's making a change. And he's given us the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 8, to quicken our mortal body, to bring that life, that resurrection life, into our persons, to bring the wholeness and the righteousness of Jesus into us and enable us to work that out. So, whilst no one can tame the tongue, by Jesus' ability, I can do all things, and he can bring life to me through my tongue. He is able to bring change. Our tongues are able to become powerful weapons of righteousness by putting Jesus in charge of our tongues, by putting him. You know, God uses his tongue. We saw in Genesis chapter 1 early in the week, God created the heavens and the earth by speaking. Well, it also says in Romans chapter 4. Let me just go to Romans 4, and it says, verse 17, "A father of many nations I have made you in the sight of him who he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead." This is God, it says, "and calls into being that which does not exist," or calls the things which do not exist. As God called Abraham, he gave him a new name. Why did he do this? The name Abraham means exalted father. The strange thing about that, he's called exalted father, yet he and his wife Sarai can't have children. They're unable to have children. Never have. Now they can't. This cannot not have children. And yet God comes to him and said, "I'm going to change your name to Abraham." The name Abraham means father of a multitude. It's like, hey, you think you were called a great father? Now I'm calling you the most amazing great father. You're going to have children and a huge destiny. You're going to have generations after you. Father of a multitude. Why would God call Abraham, give him that name? Because that's what God does. He calls things that are not as though they are. Even when we don't have that characteristic, he calls that into being. And so we can take the same style, the same method, the same pattern that God used by speaking to Abraham and declaring that Abraham was a father of a multitude when he did not have a child with Sarah. And God, that's how God works. He works in our hearts. Out of our hearts will flow life-giving water, and we can tame the tongue. We can bring the tongue under submission and use it to bring life. We can speak into situations, and we can declare them to be whole and to be good and to be healthy. We can speak to situations and say things that are not like they are. Jesus spoke to a fig tree that had lots of leaves, and he says, no one will ever eat from you again. And when they came back the next day, that fig tree had withered. And he said, you can speak to mountains and they can move. And so what we say is powerful. We need to let the work that God has done in our hearts flow out from us. I want you to stop right now and meditate and think about some of the good things that God has done for you. I want you to take time to just think about what God has promised you, what God has done for you, what God has in store for you. And I want you to let out of that, the abundance of that heart, I want you to take control of your tongue and begin to speak it out. I want you to declare it. I want you to make bold proclamation. You might even need to change your name, how you refer to yourself. You need to use your tongue to steer your life in the right direction. You're no longer the person who says, I never can get anything right. Nothing ever works out for me. I'm a disaster when it comes to relationships. Oh, I'm always broke. My money just slips through my fingers. No, you begin to declare that you are prosperous and you are a good friend and you are a faithful friend. You declare that money comes to you. You declare that you bring peace, that you are in health, that you prosper, that things go well for you. You begin to speak to yourself and your situation. You begin to speak to your workplace. I want, if you're going to work today, or you might even be listening to this at work, I want you to lay hands on your desk, and I want you to begin to speak to the desk and say, hey, this is the desk of a person who prospers. This desk is going to receive good work. This is a good place. Well, you might be, wherever you work, you might be walking around. You might be able to just speak and mumble and murmur and declare over your workplace, I'm here to be a blessing. You might be at school today. Wherever you are, you're at home. You might be visiting friends. You begin to speak to that situation. And you begin to use your mouth as a powerful weapon to bring life. God bless you. I appreciate the taking hold of these powerful truths about your tongue and using them to bring life. God bless.